StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. I'm right now here in Frankfurt Fair with the second interview of our tour at the Frankfurt Book Fair. I do have Gisa here with me. Hello, welcome.
Hello, thank you for being here.
It's completely my pleasure. You are here because you are part of a startup that is in the Content Shift.
Absolutely. We are happy to be announced to be one of the finalists at the Content Shift Accelerator. And our startup is called QualiFiction. As you could imagine, we are qualifying fiction with an AI software.
Okay, admittedly, I'm a really big science fiction fan. So let's talk first a little bit about Content Shift, and then we'll get into science fiction, okay?
Perfect.
Great. What did Content Shift bring you? Why did you apply? How was your expectation fulfilled?
Well, we applied because Content Shift is, in the branch of literature, one of the biggest player to be, to get in contact with great participants of the branch, to get a bigger network, for example, and to get also know-how from the players that are inside. So we had also a look at the jury members, for example, and there are some guys from bookstores, from publishing houses, and many more, which are very interesting for us, because as a software startup, we always can get more knowledge from people who are joining the branch longer than we are, of course. And yeah, our expectations were absolutely fulfilled. We had a very interesting situation for a couple of days with the jury members, and we were allowed to ask questions, and we learned what their main problems are actually, and we were able to use these view of things to get a smarter view to our software, actually.
And now we are at the right point, the software. What does the software do?
We give insights into fiction text. We are an AI software which is cloud-based, and publishing houses or writers are able to upload a text document, and within 60 seconds you get a whole insight of the manuscript, starting from the topic, the genre, whether it is a very innovative topic, whether the sentiment is very dark or very happy and lightful, if the main figures are like centered of one main character, and which are the characters, for example, and also for stylistic ways. So we give insights to that. At the end, we also give feedback to the writers or the publishing houses, and also predict what reader potential might be in this text. So if you are an author, you can upload a manuscript and you will learn whether it fits to a big bunch of readers, or whether you more fulfill like a niche with your topics, for example.
That is very fancy. Actually, at first I thought, oh, that's a great idea, and then thought, oh, it's a bad idea. Because my fear is, like, I like the little bit more happy, more funny science fiction, like Greg Allenson. Mm-hmm. And I thought, would you give him a good grading? Or do you just work on, like, mainstreaming science fiction? That would be fear associated with the idea.
Well, I think the branch, the literature, wouldn't work if you just had main stuff. Like, if you would just be able to reach the people that, read everything the same. So we also give feedback, for example, whether it's a very innovative style. We are not just looking for the same stuff, so it's not following a special way which we tell the writer he should write. but we try to give him feedback whether he can optimize on a certain point to get even more readers. But it's absolutely fine to also write for a niche. So if it's funny fiction, funny science fiction, it is a great niche. And if you fulfill this as a writer, then you have a great document. And that is absolutely a point. We want to make the branch even more fancy and even more wild. And we think that is a good idea to give feedback and say, okay, well, the author has much potential because he has got talent, for example, and he knows how to tell. Yeah, and that is something that you can find within texts which are, for example, absolutely innovative as well as on main texts. When they are not told very, very smart, you wouldn't find readers for that.
I see. And from my understanding, basically, you help publishing houses to evaluate text writings faster.
Yes, you can say so, because there's a big problem. The publishing houses get so many texts, it's millions a year, just in Germany, actually. And the lecturers...
Do you have any clue how much it is globally?
Well, I know that it's about 4 million in Germany each year. And you can imagine that it's quite hard to read all that stuff. So there's much that goes unread back to the authors with a no, we won't publish that. But it's also, so it's a problem on both sides. The publishing house doesn't know whether they give back the next Harry Potter, and the writer doesn't know whether he wrote the next Harry Potter, which is, a bad situation for both. So we actually address both. But we also try to give the publishing houses a tool to handle a big mass of texts. So we also generate metadata, as we learned from the content shift, for example, that is the main problem for the publishing houses as well. It's not just diving for the pearls, but it is getting this big bunch of texts done somehow. So what is it about? What genre is it? Is it for this peer group or for another? That is a big problem as well. And that is what we are also doing.
And this another thought that hit me when I was thinking about that. Do you also offer like self-publishing authors the possibility to evaluate their own work with the software for a few bucks?
Yeah, so for a writer, it costs per analyze at around 49 euro to upload a manuscript and to get the whole feedback and the whole analyze transparency back.
That's within 55 US dollars for the Americans.
But it's at the moment just for German texts, so that's a pity by now, but we may also scale in that direction. So we know that there are more English writers than in German, but it was a nice theme for us because we are German, we are well known in the industry in Germany now, and the next step could be to make it also for English texts as well.
For our audience there, which is approximately 70% from English-speaking countries, you got a forecast like they should check back in a year?
Yeah, well, when it is a huge thing what we developed. So it's unique in the world at the moment. And even in English-speaking countries, the publishing houses come back to us and ask whether we can do that. And if we find a publishing house who say, okay, here is a mass of text and you can use it as a training data, for example, then we could develop that within some month, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it depends. When you know an English publisher who has got big problems and would like to join us for development, we could think about that even earlier. But at the moment, I would say, come back in a year.
Okay, great. So everybody who'd like to learn more about QualiFiction and you, go down here in the show notes. There's a link to Content Shift, to your LinkedIn profile, as well as to the company website. Thank you. It was a pleasure having you here.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.